From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Brown Theater at the Wortham Center in Houston, Texas, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for the Texas-sized welcome. We are so glad to be visiting Houston for the first time. Now, this city, this great American city, has its crosses to bear. There is this stereotype that it's just an endless series of highways lined with strip clubs and gun ranges. This is ridiculous. It is not true. There are also strip gun ranges. I recommend tipping those girls really, really well. The newly elected mayor of Houston, Texas, Anise Parker, will be joining us later to set us straight about those stereotypes. But first, it's your turn. Call us up and answer some questions about the week's news. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Chris Bradshaw from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hey, how are things in St. Pete?
They're good. A little bit warmer than, I guess, the rest of the country.
Don't be smug about it.
Oh, sorry.
So what do you do there?
I'm a fisheries biologist for Florida Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, really? So you're out there seeing how the fish are doing that the people are going out to fish for?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are they doing, those fish?
They're doing pretty well.
Do you ever give in yourself and just eat one of those little guys? Because they're awfully tasty, let me tell you.
I do enjoy a legally caught Florida groupers.
Of course. Well, welcome to the show, Chris. Let me introduce you to this week's panel. First up, a humorist and the author of the new audiobook, It's Just Like I Told You, 25 years of comments and comic pieces available at a download near you, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, how you doing?
Also a comedian whose first CD, I Heart Jokes, is out now, Ms. Paula Poundstone. And finally, it's a hometown girl, a blogger, and the deputy editor of the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, Chris.
So, Chris, of course, you're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to begin with Carl reading a cheat sheet that was in the news this week.
Energy. Budget, no, tax cuts, lift America's spirit.
So that shopping list for a conservative paradise was written where?
That was written on Sarah Palin's hand at the Tea Party.
It was written on Sarah Palin's hand. Very well done. You cannot blame ex-Governor Palin for writing her talking points on her hand for a Q&A at the Tea Party convention. It would have been bad if somebody said, so what would you like to do to America's spirit? And she was like, I don't know, crush it? How about that? Ms. Palin's defenders, such as the hosts of Fox and Friends, say she did this on purpose to subtly satirize President Obama's reliance on a teleprompter. They said that. As for a comment, Ms. Palin said, satirize? Isn't that the day before sun dies?
You know, I would never write my presidential priorities on my hand.
They're Why not?
Way too hard to erase.
That's true. This is true. An odd thing happened during that Q&A that she was preparing for. She was there for a while, and sweat from her palm had smeared the ink, so instead of saying she wanted to lift America's spirit, she said, and I want to list Armenian sports. And the interviewer was like, okay, well, and she blurted out, all of them.
You know, you're being terribly unfair to handwriters. I'm one myself.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of things do you write in your hand?
I write, you know, go to the bank, you know, pay the bills.
I actually had to side with Sarah Palin on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a very, very bad memory. I write my address and my children's names. And it's not because I don't care. It's because I can't remember. And
didn't care, you wouldn't even write it on your hand.
Well, precisely. I think that her willingness to write it showed that she does care. I totally support her on the handwriting thing.
By the way, this whole thing explains why Palin quit the governorship only halfway through her term. She had run out of limbs. She was actually, before quitting, she actually looked into grafting on another pair of arms for more policy. All right. Here we go, Chris. Here is your next quote.
It's like being the dodgeball victim, and you're the kid who didn't even take off his glasses.
That was a car dealer talking about what it's like to receive a lot of very, very bad press all at once. What automaker is getting pummeled with each news cycle?
That would be Toyota.
It would be. It would be Toyota. Good news, Toyota owners. Your car isn't boring anymore. Where once it was a reliable, steady means of transportation whose only danger was its likelihood of lulling you to sleep. Now at any moment, your Camry could turn into Christine. After weeks of damning revelations about dangerous defects and expanding recalls, the Toyota CEO in Japan apologized. And although it looked like he bowed, that's not what really happened. His torso suddenly accelerated forward on its own. They don't know why. Turns out that over the years, American and Japanese companies have learned a lot from each other. American car companies have learned to be more efficient and inventive. Japanese companies have learned to ignore serious problems with their cars for as long as they can.
Now, I own two Toyotas. I drive one, and my wife drives one. And we keep waiting for the thrill ride. But...
Yeah, you live in Vermont, right?
Yeah.
So if the car lurches forward, what's it going to hit?
No, nothing.
Massachusetts.
No. Yeah, you could take a nap on my road most days.
All right, here is your last quote, Chris.
Where's Al Gore now?
That was Senator Mitch McConnell celebrating the end of global warming this week. It's not true. It's not happening. As proved by what?
The several feet of snow?
Yes, the blizzard, yes, on the East Coast. Good news, people. Our government is not going downhill anymore. Now it's sledding downhill. People reacted to the blizzard of 2010, which smothered Washington, D.C. in predictable ways. Conservatives, as you heard, saw it as proof that global warming is a lie. Then again, they say that every time they find ice in their glass of scotch. In fact, this is great. Since Congress couldn't meet, Republicans and Democrats decided to stage a good-natured, friendly snowball fight in the Capitol grounds. It fell apart, though, early on. The GOP got Steny Hoyer with a good one in the back. And the Democrats responded by asking the United Nations to pass a resolution condemning snowballs. The storm wasn't a complete disaster. Many people whiled away the hours making up funny names for it. Snowpocalypse, Snowmageddon, Snownami. How about the confirmation of Judge Snowtomayor? Snow child left behind.
And President Snowbama.
Of course.
I'm listening. It's a good list.
Carl, how did Chris do in our quiz?
Chris wins our prize, Peter, because he had three correct answers.
Thank you so much for playing.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Snow.
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 It won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow. Snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.